Our next guest, he a chance to win an autographed game size helmet from Titus Howard. Your chance to win that coming up today. So get in here and fill out your name and put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. Titus Howard, somebody who was on social. I see. I'm on guest. This is a fellow who had Shannon Sharp up and down his timeline yesterday too. You don't have to lean in on that if you don't like the Titus, but you seem like somebody who had Shannon Sharp up and down his timeline like I did yesterday. So I hope you enjoyed that circus, because I sure as hell did.
Yeah, Uncle wide out with that one.
Yeah, he did. All right. Hey, what was different last week, in your opinion, in the run game in particular? Because you guys just absolutely dominated the Colts, from the start to the finish. What would you say was different yesterday Sunday than in the past, like last year, where there were some struggles in the run game?
I would think first and foremost would be the mentality and then the physicality. Like, the guys all game was physical. It wasn't just the O-line. It was the receivers coming in, making huge blocks, the tight ends, the fullback. It was everyone. So I think the biggest thing for us as a team and as an offense was everybody was working collectively as one. So that was the biggest part.
Titus, what do you attribute that to, man? Because, I mean, look, I'll just be flat honest with you. There was times when, you know, watched film last year, and it seemed to me like guys weren't real sure of how they were going to execute the double team or who they had here, there. The what you just mentioned, the mentality and the physicality was just not there too often. Like, and now it was like to me it was a 180, man. Watching you guys this week, I mean, as a group, that was the switch was unbelievable, man. What do you attribute that to?
I think that goes to the coaching too, and that for the players. Been in the same system for 2 years, the building that camaraderie every day and being able to know exactly what you got to do every day, it helps you come out the ball faster. I think last year the whole offense was harder for everybody to pick up, and it was new techniques and ways of doing everything because all the blocking is different. So being able to be in that same system 2 years in a row, it helped us a lot. And then I think the main thing would be as a group up front. I mean, we got a lot of reps as a starting over line during camp and stuff, so we was ready to go, and it wasn't like it was just like somebody new in every day. So we kind of had built that camaraderie together, and it made it easier for us on Sunday.
For you personally, Titus, is it a much more of a comfort for you to be playing at your natural position, which is tackle, right tackle, to help with kind of the improvement and the mentality as you just spoke about?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm way more comfortable at tackle. All my best years in the NFL was at tackle. I played guard, and, you know, that was something I did, you know, because that was something we needed at the time. But, I'm just happy that we got the guys in the room, everybody's healthy, so I can play a position that I can help the team at the most.
Well, hey, Titus, I'm happy as hell to see you at tackle now. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I know you got to be correct in there. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just glad to see you back at tackle and at home and have the opportunity to hopefully shine even brighter than you already have. Hey, we can't have you on, man, and not talk about Kenyon Green. I mean, being from the outside looking in, man, the whole storyline of just what he's done in the last, let's say, calendar year, and then to play as well as he played opening weekend, man. I mean, just from your perspective, your brother in the locker room and in y'all's meeting room, just your thoughts on Kenyon Green and how he played and how the last year's been for him.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you can just go back in time, I've always been an advocate for Kenyon because, like I tell people all the time, I see the potential. I knew it when we drafted him. I mean, I saw it every day. But, like I say, outside in for people, don't get to see that, you know, his first 2 years, he's going through a lot of injuries, this and that. And me, myself, they're going through injury. That's a hard thing to come back from. And it's not easy. So, you know, this last year, we got a chance to get healthy, get in the best shape possible. And, man, all training camp, he's putting on film every day that what type of players he's going to be. So we knew when the game came, first game, we knew what we were going to see. Everybody was surprised, but we wasn't. But that's just kudos to him, man, because that's the type of kid he is. He hasn't even tapped, like, his full potential yet. That was just a a little bit, and he still got stuff he can do better. So the limit, you know, is through the roof, and I know Keenan's going to continue to get better every day. I'm just happy to see, you know, everybody else see what he can do and appreciate having him on the team, because we always appreciate having him.
Hey, I don't want you to share any grades or anything with us, because that wouldn't be fair. But just, can you tell us from an offensive line perspective how good particularly Kenyon Green's performance was week one?
It was phenomenal. I feel like if I could just say one thing, I think as a group, he set the tone for how we all should be playing in the run game. And I think that just brought energy for the whole offense, seeing him come off the rock like that. And I think that was a big step for him and a big step for offense.
All right, as we're live here on Thursday here at Buffalo Wild Wings, joined by your right tackle for the Houston Texans, Titus Howard. Titus, when we look at the impact of the run game, I said it, we came in Monday, I said, man, we got to talk about them five big sexies up front, because they're the ones who really opened this thing up. But what is it about Joe Mixon and his ability and his style that helps you all up front in a way to get more yardage, even in a way to look better?
I think the biggest thing about Joe Mixon is that his vision is elite, and you know what you're going to get. You know Joe Mixon is going to see it, he's going to hit it, he's going to cut, he's going to do whatever you got to do. So we go up front and we run off the ball and be nasty. He's going to make make us right every time. So as an offensive lineman, when you know you have a running back who's going to make you right, it makes you play more confident, makes you want to come off the ball harder, because you know if a guy plays a certain way, Joe's just going to cut off and make everybody right. So I think he's one of the best guys in the league, and I think he's going to show this year.
Hey, it's hard to turn the page as well as y'all played last week, man. I want to hang on. I want to hang on to that as long as I possibly can, but we got to turn the page here to the Bears. Again, the offensive performance last week, I mean, I think to me the most convincing thing about watching you guys play is yeah, it was great, but I feel like it wasn't y'all taking advantage of a lesser team. It was y'all imposing your will on a really good team, and that typically travels well, and not obviously on the road, but travels well throughout a season. As y'all watch mm-hmm. the Bears, how confident are you that what y'all were able to do last week is something you can carry over week to week?
Yeah, we're pretty confident we can carry over, because at the end of the day, no matter who we play, with the guys we got on this team, if we do what we're supposed to, nobody can stop us. So that's the thing. We just go out there and keep performing the way we want to perform. We're going against one of the best defensive line, one of the best defenses every day at practice. So if we can do it on them, we can do it on anybody. So that's our mentality every week, is controlling what we can control, and everything else is going to fall in place.
Titus, as Clint said, turning the page to the Bears, as you sit back and do your prep and your preparation for this game, what are you seeing from this Bears defense? What jumps out to you when you watch them on film?
I see a defense that's hungry. A defense that just in general, that team leans on their defense. So we can go out there early in the game, set the tone, establish a run. Man, we can take over this game. But that team is depending on their defense. They have a really good defense. So we just got to go out there and do our thing, and I think we can do that.
All right, Titus, we appreciate you joining us, and this should be a hell of an atmosphere coming up on Sunday. Y'all going to be in them all icy whites, and I just want to let you know, I have real expectation on your shoe game with these icy whites. Now, you wear the ones during practice, I really have expectations in this shoe game coming up on Sunday in icy whites.
For sure, I got you.
I know, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. All right, that's Titus Howard joining us as they get set to play the Bears coming up. And Clint, a couple of things that jumped out there, man. He said the physicality and the mentality has changed up front with that offensive line, and that was what we talked about all last year. Is, man, it just don't seem like nobody wants to get physical. That you just can't coach that. And a point, Clint, we just questioned and wondered, hey, man, it's just not in some of these guys. Well, that was a complete difference from what we saw all of last year, held the years before that, into what we saw